There's a video going around lately, created by Nashville songwriter Greg Todd, in which six current hit country music songs are all played simultaneously. If you watch the video, what you quickly realize is how shockingly and painfully similar each of these songs are. One could easily argue the case that the majority of current popular music is equally formulaic, regardless of genre, and that, given most of the songs you might find in today's top 40, it is the producer, and not the artist, who is the driving force behind the industry. Look at the work of Max Martin or Calvin Harris, and you'll see title after title performed by various insipid Johnny Bravos who worked the assembly line, played the game, and achieved their 15 minutes.
Tell me that you never think about me.
Knowing this makes me want to scream, thank goodness that there are still true musical craftspeople out there like Mark Utley. I became acquainted with Mark and his band Magnolia Mountain back in October of 2013 when I wrote a review of their album, Beloved. Even then, my first impression was of an individual with a vision who made no excuses and accepted no compromises. Bulletville, both the band and the new 11-track album, shows that this impression still rings true with such gripping songs as Wish You Were Her and the bluesy 4 in the Morning. The music is as bone-deep country as you can get without calling yourself Willie or Waylon, and the lyrics are brash, abrasive, and rife with old-school, hard-on-your-sleeve pathos. I should go on with my life.
Tell me that you time. I wish you were. The woman that I used to know, the woman you were. You haven't loved me for such a long time, but we keep pretending everything's fine. Yeah, I'm having a wonderful time. Wish you were.
In 2012, Bulletville evolved as an outgrowth of Magnolia Mountain and includes several of the same musicians. Utley shares the stage with Renee Fry on vocals, Jeff Vanover on guitar, and Todd Drake on drums. They're joined by the likes of Ken Kimbrell on bass, as well as some all-star talent in the persons of Ricky Nye on piano and John Lang on pedal steel. Vocalist Melissa English makes a guest appearance on the album, as does the amazing Paul Patterson. Just like in the creation of Beloved, Utley and his band of gypsies partnered with John Curley at Ultra Suede Studio to record and produce the album. Like he so often does, Curley exhibits a masterful skill in production by knowing precisely what to keep in and what to edit out. The end result is a graceful harmony between polish and raw honesty.
Well, she looks face in the mirror, that beauty that's starting to fade.
With the opening bass line of Good Time and Girl, Bulletville brings you immediately back to the heyday of WSM and the Grand Ole Opry, when country was king and the radio was the most important gizmo in the house. Lang's pedal steel playing is immaculate and blends with Fry's vocals to put the icing on the cake that is Nye's piano and Utley's guitar.
She knows how to get what she wants, but lately she finds that what her heart desires she can't get with a wink and a smile. And when the party's all over, she knows she's alone. Sad as the tears of a good time and girl.
'Cause I'm a firecracker, baby, don't you burn your hands on me. A little firecracker, baby, light my little fuse and sing.
Firecracker is precisely the kind of boogie-woogie, piano-driven composition that I think of when I think of Ricky Nye. So this track is really his chance to shine. However, this song is all about the strength of a woman, and Renee Fry refuses to take a backseat to Nye or to anyone. This ensuing battle for the spotlight only serves to make this song better and more powerful.
I can be as sweet as a honeybee, and I can be as bad as you want me to be.
Setting sun, work day is done. Start up my car and drive.
In Honey, I'm Home, Utley weaves a tale of barroom brotherhood with far more style and grace than you might get from the likes of Toby Keith. This is not a heavy-handed, pandering beer commercial like I Love This Bar. It is instead a well-written story with characters and development that touches upon the human condition.
She's always there with my favorite chair, a drink and a smile for me. Says, how was your day? I hope that you can stay. Can I help you? Girl behind the bar, she sells me what I need to forget you. So this is where I go every night since you said no. 'Cause I can't face your old ghost in the house where we spent our days. These are my new friends and family. Yeah, the folks here understand me. With the losers and the lonely, I guess, honey, I'm. Jesus came and Jesus tried, Jesus wept, Jesus died, and I ain't feeling that good myself today. I'm broke as hell, all my bills are due, my girlfriend's mad and my wife is too, and everyone's lined up for judging me.
From From the first listen, the song that most grabbed my attention was Jesus Wept. If you put the lyrical poetry of country legends like George Jones and Johnny Cash together in a collection, the words of Jesus Wept would fit in quite comfortably and not feel the slightest bit out of place. In the end, however, it is the music that propels this collection, and as musicians go, Utley has surrounded himself with the best of the best. I don't know how many takes each song needed to get right, or how much cutting and splicing Curly had to do to finally get all the pieces to line up together, but the end result feels like it grew naturally, out of the spirit of friendship and collaboration that is Bulletville. Thank goodness for that.
Came and Jesus tried, Jesus wept and Jesus died, and I ain't feeling that good myself today.
For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.
What you think?